Okay, welcome to part three of my internet online history. So to recap, part one we talked about bulletin board systems and like a little bit about BBS systems, what they were. Then my first connection to the internet on Windows 3.1 on a 386 PC with Trumpet Windsock and the browsers I was using. And part two, I talk about introducing voice chat, downloading lots and lots of music, where most of my music collection came from, and all the different radio streamings I started using. Just a note, I did have something on a service called Live 365 where I put some of my music on there as kind of a radio station. And so I paid for that for broadcasting, and I had the low quality. But then, of course, while the big fiasco with internet radio went down the first time, I decided to take it off, and I wasn't really getting anybody tuning into it anyway. So all Live 365, I just put a bunch of stuff up there. You had, I think, 365 megabytes of space, and you put a collection of stuff on there, and it would just cycle through it, and you had to have at least 3 hours and stuff, and I think mine was like 6 hours or something like that. So that was Live 365. So then found all the other stations, and of course Skype, why I started using it when it's in beta stages. And I remember when it had 100,000 users, that was a big deal. Or no, 20,000, I think. And then it was kept 100,000, was a big milestone. And I still have that Skype account today. But anyway, then I started going to For the People and, of course, doing a little bit of the online games through allinplay.com, where my wife at the time, Denise, or Nisi, as she's known in the blind community, was on there. And, of course, you know, I talked to a few people, and, of course, we can't forget Zone BBS. I don't know if any of you have used it. I think it's still around with a lot of the teenagers and stuff hang out there and haven't been on there for a while. But there was that, and of course my wife at the time met friends, and including her, what would be her second husband, and ultimately that our marriage fell apart. So I won't get any more about that. But anyway, then 2005 came, and I started into internet radio. I started broadcasting on FTP, which is a website for the people, which is a blind chat site, and that's when the DJs were still good. And so I was on there, and of course that went out, and my internet radio stint, I'm going to do a separate boo about that because it's going to take too long. But anyway, I worked on several stations throughout, and then I met, after my wife, it was my, who's now my roommate, and we were in a relationship at the from 2006 through 2011, so just about 5 years. And then I've of course found a lot of like things like Facebook, Twitter, and started meeting up with people through the Facebook and through a school list for the W. Ross McDonald School email list on Yahoo groups, which I'd been very familiar with different ones. And my first wife also had a list of cooking friends. And so there was that, and so all those, but anyway, I met my girlfriend in 2006 through a Yahoo chat group. I was using Yahoo Messenger, and there was a chat site called, I think it was Disability Date, or Disabled, or Dating, no, it was through a website I found out about it, but it was, I can't remember, but it was dating with like people with disabilities and such for dating, getting to know each other. So we met and we got together. But anyway, keeping with the theme of this series of boos, internet history, of course I really started chatting with people. Skype, of course, became mainstream communication. And then like through Facebook and others, like through other media means, catching up with old people from school and from the taping community, some few people I used to tape with, and other people I'd heard about mentioned previously in the online blind community. So I'd been started communicating some with Delma, who's now my wife, and that was 2011, we really became serious, and well, you know, that's another, probably make up another boo in itself, just getting hooked up with her. So, at any rate, there was YouTube, which I really started into that, which is, of course, videos, Flickr, and which is all like a photo sharing site, and so, and of course now Audioboo, so, and I'm enjoying it, and so that's pretty much kind of in a nutshell my internet history. So after, as we come to the end of the time limit for part three, my goodness, I don't think I've done this many boos at once, but this is the end of part three, and this will conclude the series on internet history. So, everybody, thanks for listening. Hope I haven't bored you. Take care.